2 Thessalonians 3, 1 and 2. Finally, brethren, pray for us, that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith. The first prayer request in this passage is that the word of God would have free course. That likely means for it to make its way into new places, reaching new people groups and individuals, and that its delivery would be unhindered. But the request also is that it would be glorified, like it was at the church at Thessalonica. That word means honored or celebrated or magnified. We certainly desire for this to be the case. It is the reason we preach, to turn people to the truth, and ultimately to Christ the Savior. For this to happen, the disciples would also need to be delivered from the unreasonable and wicked. These requests as a whole remain valid today. They should be lifted to God regularly for all His saints. 2 Thessalonians 3, 1 and 2. Finally, brethren, pray for us, that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith.